Desperate Newsome peddles lies in attempt to mar J.D. Vance's trip to Camp Pendleton. By Nick Gilbertson on October 16, 2025. Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, is peddling falsehoods in an attempt to mar Vice President J.D. Vance's visit to Camp Pendleton on Saturday, including falsely claiming an amphibious capabilities demonstration would result in the closure of the I-5 highway and that America's troops would not be paid. The event will be followed by a celebration on Del Mar Beach in honor of the Marine Corps' forthcoming 250th birthday, which is November 10. Newsom and his press office seized on an anonymously sourced article from far-left outlet Media's Touch, which claimed that the White House will shut down portions of the I-5 for Vice President J.D. Vance's Marine Corps spectacle during No Kings protests, triggering chaos, gridlock, and outrage amid the government shutdown. The X account for Newsom's press office quickly shared the article after Media's Touch tweeted it. The Newsom press account claimed it would be an absurd show of force and wrongly asserted that America's troops would not get paid during the Democrat-forced government shutdown. In reality, Trump ordered Secretary of War Pete Hegseth hours before the article surfaced to pay the nation's troops despite the shutdown. The White House Office of Management and Budget noted Tuesday that it would continue to pay troops and federal law enforcement. After his press office peddled the anonymous report, Newsom joined in as well to amplify the closure of the I-5 claim, which the Marine Corps debunked. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance think that shutting down the I-5 to shoot out missiles from ships is how you respect the military, he wrote, before falsely claiming the administration is not paying America's troops. Soon after, the Marine Corps shared a press release confirming that Saturday's event would not shut down the highway as Newsom and his press office stated. The force training activities planned ensure our readiness to defend the homeland and protect our nation's interests abroad against emergent and unprecedented challenges today and in the years ahead, a Marine Corps press release reads. All training events will occur on approved training ranges and comport with established safety protocols. No public highways or transportation routes will be closed, it adds. The Marine Corps noted that the capabilities demonstration will be via land, air, and sea. In a statement to Breitbart News, Vance's press secretary, Taylor Van Kirk, admonished Newsom for pushing falsehoods. Governor Newsom is deliberately spreading fake news to Californians to fearmonger and score cheap political points, she said. Vice President Vance is eager to be in California on Saturday celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Corps alongside United States Marines who, despite the Democrats' shutdown, will continue to receive pay thanks to President Trump's hard work.